Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is a wonderful day to be alive. We're glad to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. Today is Monday. It is the 28th day of March 2022. The Lord has brought us here for such a time as this. The year is moving right along, and we're just grateful for each and every one who has joined us this morning. We're grateful for each and every day that the Lord allows us to see. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to get up and move about and do the things that God would have us to do. So this morning, we're just giving him praise and honor and glory. And I believe our sister Marie is available to lead us this morning. Praise God. Are you there?
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, sister.
Oh. Yes, I got started, but you started. I guess I was muted. But anyway, as she said, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you all for joining us this morning. This is going to be a wonderful week. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be glad in this week and this day. So, Father God, we come to you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we come agreeing with one another, Heavenly Father, and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Father, we just give you glory this morning for who you are, the great I am, the creator of this universe, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. We just praise you for you are worthy to be praised, Lord. We just thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for all that you do that we're aware of and we are not aware of, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that have a surgery this morning, Lord, wherever state or country they may be in, Lord. Be with them, Heavenly Father. The doctor is there, but you be the doctor, Lord. Guide them. Guide the doctors, the nurses, the techs, Lord, and let there be a good report and give them a speedy recovery. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the homeless that's on the streets, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, have nowhere to stay, Lord. You are the shelter in time of need, time of trouble, Lord. So, Lord, make a way for them, Heavenly Father, that they have a shelter over their heads, Heavenly Father. We know there's some people that are out there that's homeless by choice, Heavenly Father. Continue protecting and guide them as they walk the street, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those people that's addicted to crack, cocaine, whatever kind of drug they might be addicted to, Heavenly Father. We're praying that you set them free, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 set them free, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You got people that are praying for their family members that are using drugs and one can't get off, Heavenly Father. Even some people that being prayed for that don't want to get out, but their family members is praying for them to get off, Lord. Answer those prayers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Yes, yes, yes. You say our prayer will not come back void, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for the people that are in nursing home, Heavenly Father. Some of them have no family. Lord, the family don't have to be blood. Put family in their life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And then the nursery homes where they're not doing what they got to do for the patients, Lord, or patients not receiving the care that they need, Lord, change it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's nothing that you can't do. So praying that you change the situation that needs to be changed. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for people that have to go to court today, Lord. Be their attorney, Heavenly Father. Show favor on those that's praying right now for their situation that who has to go to court, to appear in court today, Lord. And those that just don't know what to do, Lord. be there for them, Lord, that they recognize that it was only you, Lord, that only you that made it happen. Show favor, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're praying for the kids, Lord, that are in school. Oh, yes, continue protecting them from the COVID, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue removing this COVID from this earth, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, wipe it clean off the face of this earth, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father, we're praying for those that in need of jobs, Lord. Open that door, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that they find a job where you want them to be, Heavenly Father, where they'll be happy at, Heavenly Father, and make enough money more than they expect to receive, that they can meet their needs and have more money to do things that they would like to do. Yes, Lord, and we're praying for those that are looking for promotions, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, make it happen for them, Heavenly Father, because they believe in you and trust in you and standing on your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Open that door for that promotion, for those promotions, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that's here today, or family members or friends that is sick, Heavenly Father. Lord, heal them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We need healing today for those that in need of healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those who have family members that God has called home, Lord. Lord, we're praying for comfort for them, Heavenly Father. Comfort them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Give them comfort. Oh, yes, Lord. Each and every one is in need of comfort. Comfort right now. Comfort them, Heavenly Father. Give them strength, Lord. Yes. Give them strength to go through this situation, a transition of their family member, their friend. Oh, yes, Lord. Be there and lift them up, Lord, when they get weak. Strengthen those that are even stronger, that is not falling weak, but they still need you, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, we're just praying over every heart's desire, every need, every thought, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You know every hair on our head, Lord. So you know what we need, what we want, Lord, what we desire, Lord. You know the prayers on our mind, on our thought, on our heart, Lord. We asking that you answer each, every one of them, Heavenly Father. You are our Father, Lord, and we depend on you, Lord. Lord, we're asking you to be with us every breath we take, every step that we make, Lord. Lord, praying that you open doors that need to be opened for us, Heavenly Father, and our family and our friends, Lord. Close doors that need to be closed, Heavenly Father. Make a way for us out of no way who's in need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. You are a way maker, Lord. Lord, we pray healing right now, Heavenly Father. Pray for healing for those that need a healing, Heavenly Father. You are a healer, Lord. Lord, we pray for finances, Lord, for those that are in need, Lord. That's who you are, Lord. You are our provider, Lord. Oh, and we ask you to provide for those that are in need, Lord, whether they are praying for it right now or not, Lord. This provide financially for those that need a financial, Lord, whether they ask or not ask. In Jesus' name, oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for those that are confused, Heavenly Father. You know, some people are confused and don't know what to do. Oh, yes, Lord. And we're just praying that you be with them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch their mind that they won't be confused, Heavenly Father. There's nothing that you can't do and that you won't do, Lord. So touch the ones that are confused, Lord, those that are depressed, Heavenly Father, those that are stressed, Heavenly Father, those that are lonely and waiting on companion, Lord, the right companion, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're just praying for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father, that somebody get to tell them who you are, Lord, that they can get to know you and accept you as their Savior, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that have backslid, Heavenly Father, that they be your sheep, be brought back to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Bring them back to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Someone give them a word that they realize where they should be and where they was at. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you are a wonderful God. You are a great God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we depend on you for everything, Lord. Lord, continue helping us and help those that to make good decisions, Lord, good choices, Heavenly Father, the right choices. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that in therapy, Heavenly Father, recovering from surgery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Be with them, Lord. Give them the strength and the doubt and courage and determination to do what it takes so that we can receive the blessing of healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that have been praising you for their prayer. Oh, yes, for the prayer that they have prayed, Lord. Move them next in line for that miracle, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those that are searching for homes or apartments, Heavenly Father. Lord, lead them or put someone in their path that they receive what they've been praying for their house, for that apartment, Heavenly Father. Oh, put someone in their path, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are starting their own business, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, magnify what they need to do in their life, Lord. Those that already have businesses, Lord, magnify their businesses financially, Lord, with customers, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for the marriages, Heavenly Father. Father, you know everything, Lord. So some marriages are not able to communicate. Some marriages are disrespectful of each other, Lord. And we ask them, whatever the situation is, Lord, we don't know. But you know, and you know who they are, Lord. We ask them that you mend their marriages with love and compassion, Lord. Communication, Lord, so they'll be understanding, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we're asking the same for relationships, Lord, those that in relationships, wherever they lack in, Lord, we're asking that you put it there for them, Lord, give them the ability to mend any complications or separations or disagreements, Lord. Lord, do the same for them that you're doing for the marriage couple, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And we're praying for those that we may have been asked to pray for, and maybe we haven't got, maybe we or whoever been asked haven't got around to asking and prayer requests for them, Lord. You know who those people are, Lord. So we're praying for those that have requested prayer, not on this prayer line, but on the prayer line or to somebody. We are praying for them right now, Lord, because you know who they are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know everything about each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you work in our life for our good, Heavenly Father. Show us favor, Lord. Show each and every one of us and our family member and our friends mercy and grace, Heavenly Father. And people that are studying for tests, Heavenly Father, whoever they might be, whatever country or city, state they might be in, Lord, be with them as they study, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 that they study and remember it, Lord. And when time to come take their test, that they make flying colors and pass, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for our family members and friends that's in real estate, Heavenly Father. Lord, let them excel abundantly, Lord, or financially and with clients, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we are praying for those people that and having car problems, Lord, those that need a new car, Lord, work it out, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Mm. And Lord, we're praying for those people that have had a long-term illness, Lord. Lord, we praying that you work a miracle in their life. Move them next up for a miracle also, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. They trust in you and they believe in you, Lord. Lord, and you said with two or more together in prayer, there is power, Lord. And you also said our prayer, even though we were praying individual, our prayer would not come back void, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray that you continue walking with us and guiding us, Lord, and loving on us, Heavenly Father, as we love on you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the first responders that are out there, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. We're praying that you be with them, Lord, that you guide them, Lord, and you protect and cover them, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for those that have the COVID. Lord, give them a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for the people that have been taken advantage of, Heavenly Father, by other people, Lord. We're asking you to break whatever going on that control them, Lord, that they can have peace, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for each and every one of us. Peace, Lord, that don't have peace. Patience that don't have patience. Strength that don't have strength, Lord. Power, Lord, for each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just love you, Lord, with all our heart, Lord. And we just put our life in your hands, Lord, because you know what's best for each and every one of us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those over in Ukraine, Lord, that you cease and cut that off of their head, that this war don't start, that it's in, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Lord, we're just praying that you protect our little kids, Heavenly Father, in this world, Heavenly Father. And Heavenly Father, we're asking you in Jesus' name to continue covering us and protecting us as we travel to and from each and every day, all during the year, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, and those that eyes are closed, the situation that should be open, Lord, open their eyes so they can see, Heavenly Father. And Father, I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are going on at this hour, no matter what country or whatever state, those that may be throwing names out as I pray or throwing things out, we're connecting with Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us and everybody we're praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our King, our power, and our glory. And we all agreeing and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Again, thank you all for being here. What we're going to do right now, we're not going to petition God for anything. But anything that you know that God has done for anybody, anything for you, anything you're praying for and waiting on patiently, or that happened to you or your family member, whatever, we're going to praise God, but we're not going to petition for anything. So unmute your phone. Everybody just come in and give God praise. God loves the praise. The lines are open.
It's better, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord. In the blood of the Lamb, Jesus on the night of the Passover, John was leaning on his shoulders. He spoke these words, they were right. One of you are going to betray me tonight. John cried out, Lord, is it I? Peter cried out, Lord, is it I? Redeem, 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 redeem. Lord, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for the song. It was a song from when we were younger. I told us our song there. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, but I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We thank God for the redemption power. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you both for those songs. Scripture of the week, March 28th, 22nd, is Philippians 4:8. And it reads, And it reads, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And I read that out of the King James Version. And this morning, I'm going to speak on a new mindset. Okay, we have to get a new mindset. We have to start believing bigger, and dreaming bigger, and expecting bigger. It's easy to get stuck in life and think what we have going as far as we can, that we have gone as far as we can. We can't break the addiction. We can't get well. We'll never accomplish a dream. What's holding us back many times is our own thinking. Jesus said, you can't put new wine into an old wineskin. Wineskin in that day was made out of leather. When they got old, the leather would become hard and brittle and rugged. If you put new wine in the wineskin, it will expand and cause the wineskin to burst. This is saying you can't have a new life with old thinking. If you think you have reached your limit, then you have. If you think the problem is too big, then it is. If you think you won't meet the right person, you probably won't. It's not that God don't have blessings, favors, increase. It's that your wineskin is old. You have to get a new mindset. So we have to get a new mindset. We have to start believing bigger, dreaming bigger, and expecting bigger. You're not limited by your circumstances, nor by the pandemic, nor by your boss, nor how you was raised. One touch of God's favor will catapult you ahead. God has far and beyond favor. Favor that you have never seen. So is your wineskin keeping, so I'm asking you, is your wineskin keeping you from receiving the new wine? Is limited thinking keeping God from pouring out the fulfillments of what he has in store for you? Why don't you get a new mindset? God, I don't see any way, but I know you have a way. We can say the medical report don't look good, but I know you are my healer. You're struggling in finances, but I tell God, I believe abundance is coming. These dreams look impossible for you, but I know you can open doors that no person can shut. Don't have low expectations. Have a bigger vision. Get your hopes up.
You have to give God permission to help you. Take the limits off God and take the limits off yourself. Who said you can't do something great? Who said you can't start your own business? Who said you can't get well? Who said you can't go where no one in your family has gone? God is calling you to be a twin setter, a different maker, a barrier breaker. Quit looking at what you lost, what you don't have. The odds may be against you, but the Most High God is for you. He's breathing in our directions right now. You are not on your own. You and God are a majority. Nothing can stand against him. What he has purpose for your life will come to pass. You don't have to have a great faith, just a little bit of faith. So what I'm asking everybody right now is to get a new mindset, you know, your way of thinking, your way of believing, no limitations. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we have to stay focused on that and achieve, you know, what we want. We have to go after it. You know, we can't just think, be negative what we can't do. We have to go beyond that because, as I said, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So let's keep that, let's remember that. And those of us who need a new mindset, we get that new mindset so we can go way beyond what we expect we can do. So what we're going to do right now is open the line, and we're going to see who's here, and we're going to see. And so if you have a praise report, a testimony, a prayer request, or just something you want to share. The line is open. So those of you who are new to the line, my name is Alice Marie, and I facilitate on Mondays. And I encourage everyone that comes to this line that is new to, I challenge you for 2 weeks straight, because we're here Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, to be here for 2 weeks, that's 10 days, and then see what God have done, and come back and tell us what God have done for you since you've been here these 10 days. But anyway, I have a praise report. You all know I've been, I prayed the move from where I'm at, from where I live, because of the trees and insects and stuff. But anyway, the lady called me last week, the end of the week, and she told me that my name had came up and they have a vacancy for me, and I have a move-in date as of for next month, the 22nd of April. So I just praise God for opening that door, and he opened it at the right time because there was mold in my apartment, and they called it self-cleaned, but you know people hid it. I feel they heated it. And I kind of felt mold was under the carpet, and you know mold will make you sick. So I am blessed to be moving next month. So I just give God praise for that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Awesome. So the lines is open, and
hallelujah.
Y'all have
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the favor.
New apartment, Father, in the name of Jesus.
For the favor, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Smooth move, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And I have another, one more. My daughter, Sandicia, she had surgery on Wednesday, and she been having a little problem with the nosebleed and still not been able to breathe. So let's just lift her up, and I will be traveling back to Atlanta today. So let's pray for safe travel for me, that I can get there swiftly and safely. So let's pray for Sandicia, that she, you know, that God go ahead on and complete her healing from her surgery. Okay,
amen.
The lines are open.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
And if you have a prayer request, you can just give your name. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm just requesting prayer.
Okay, good morning, Sister Linda. Anything for Sister, or
Thank
you just want to?
Yes. I don't know, these headaches get started back, and I'm asking prayer for this headache in the top of my head.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
this is
everyone.
This morning.
I just want to say good morning to everyone and thank y'all once again for being in our rightful place. Today, they put me back on day shift. Not that I want to be on day shift because I wasn't hired for that, but I know that I must get out the way and let God have his way. Maybe he has something better. I don't have a desire to work. I work because I need to work. Thank God for my disability, finance. And I thank God, my disability is only God's grace that I do what I do. But this morning when I go in, I am asking you as prayer warriors because I'm already going with the armor on. Well, I'm more clothes, but I just still want the godly God to show up because, you know, like how he come at you and you just ducking and dodging him. I won't be able to stand there and say the blood of Jesus and that dot make that U-turn back to that individual because I'm that type that if I can't help you, I will not hurt you. And I was like that before I came to Christ. And now that I truly surrendered and like he wouldn't come off that cross. So today I understand when he said we going to get persecuted for us him because all I'm doing is letting my little light shine. Hallelujah. So if I got to do these hours in the morning, I know God's going to be merciful, and I just want to do my part. Just let him get the glory. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I thank God, you know, just for the word that you brought forth this morning. Sister Alice Marie, and I thank God for everyone on this prayer line, and I thank God, hallelujah, for my car prayers for, you know, to get my, to find a new radiator and with the monies to come up to do that with. Prayer for my family, prayer for strength, prayer for the whole armor of God because of the warfare that we are in, and we must realize and know that when this is the time for you know, fighting the good fight of faith. And so just stay encouraged no matter what comes up, what we come up against, no matter what we see, what we hear, and what it looks like, and even if our family members are acting up and stuff like that, that know that God is still on the throne. And hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and prayer for all the families all around the world and all the intercessors too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Celestica is here listening in agreement, and I thank God for the words encouraging us and reminding us of the goodness of the Lord. And I just praise God. This weekend has been a safe weekend for me. All my kids were around, and we just had a good time as a family. So I thank God with my kids, my grandkids, everybody was there, and we just had a good time. So I thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God. God.
Good morning. This Sister Yvonne, I just thank God for seeing this brand new day. And God bless everybody.
Good morning.
Amen. Yes, good morning, everybody. This is Darlene B. And thank you, Sister Marie, for just reminding us to have a new mindset. And that's something that the Word tells us, that old things passed away, and behold, we come new. So we must have that new mindset, even as we go forward every day. Have a new mindset to serve God even better, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So I just want to share this. I had, I did a race this weekend. It was a 5K, and my car was parked on the street. So I went back to my car to get ready to leave, and I was just sitting there doing, I guess, I don't know what I was doing. I was sitting there just for a few minutes. And some lady came along, and I heard this loud boom. It's like, ooh, what happened? And I thought my car was really, really badly damaged. So I got out of the car, and I didn't see any damage on the car except that the mirror, the driver's side mirror, was totally, the back of the mirror was way across the drive, somebody's driveway, way down the street. She had hit me so hard. So I was just thinking, I said, you know what, God, you protected me from worse damage to my car. And it could have been that she had hit me before I got back to my car and could have gone on and not said anything. And so she did stop. I was sitting there, and I said, it looks like she's not going to stop, but she did stop. And I was ready to chase her down the street. But anyway, we stopped, and I got the information. I didn't get hurt. I'm just thanking God for that because, I mean, it could have been so much worse than what it was. So I'm just thanking God for his protection. Many times we just pray that God protects us and from danger seen and unseen. So this is a situation where God just protected where it could have been a worse situation, but I just need to get that mirror fixed. It still works. It's just, you know, the back is off of it. So I'm thanking God for his protection concerning that. And just thanking God for all the sisters and brothers here this morning. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
He's great. He works miracles so great. So we give him the honor, the glory, and praise for you. He's protecting you. Hallelujah to God. Angels around about us protect you. We thank God for that in the name of Jesus. Apostle Austin talked there. One prayer, my leg was just active. Saturday, I stayed in bed all day long. I think it's just the tightness of the muscle, and then it needs strengthening. I don't know. They can't decide which one it is. Is it a hip replacement or arthritis? But I do solicit your prayers. I thank you. We had a wonderful day yesterday in church. We had two services, and God had worked miracles so great. We thank God for it in Jesus' name. We thank God for the word this morning, the mindset, changing the mindset. What mindset do you have? Twice I heard the same message over the weekend. So it says by every two or three witnesses, let every word be established. So it's probably time for me and a lot of us to start changing our mind about the way we think about things. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Mr.
Chris. Good morning, Chris.
I'm just blessed to be here today on the prayer line. I just want to thank God for allowing me to be here, and I just want to continuously to pray for favor.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? I have a prayer request. I just want to give your name, praise report, testimony. Oh,
amen.
Okay.
We have me and the wife, we'll be selfless to your prayers because we celebrate our 39th wedding anniversary this weekend coming up. I forget about it. Amen. Just keep us in prayer. Amen.
Yes, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations. Okay. Just in case some of you may not get texted, everyone is invited for prayer and fasting. You'll hear a little more about it later on during the week. So we're doing this month, we're looking forward to an even stronger April. So you all are invited to join us during our 3-day fast, which will begin on Wednesday, March the 30th, 2022. It will end Friday, April 1st, 2022. As always, you can do 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days. We want to move in the atmosphere of praise as we stay positive in a negative world. Our theme this month is stay positive. Negative world. During this and this month, most of the time, it's not our circumstances that cause us to be negative. It is mostly our attitude toward the circumstances. It is the way we think. And our scripture for our fast are family reasons, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there are, okay, just the same as Philippians 4:8. So that's what we'll be focusing on. We just like to thank Pastor Galactica because she came up with it. And so, Jonna, and you know it's different types of fasting that you can take, that you can do. So do the ones that are best for you. You know, because some of us is on medication, and that requires you to consume food. So always remember to stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water while fasting. And stay positive in a negative world, having a glorious victory this month and life through our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is going to be a great month for each and every one of us. So what we're going to do right now, go ahead, every prayer request that was called out, and those that's not called out, that's on your heart, I pray that God answer those and the prayers and the requests that we'll be calling out as we pray. So the lines are open. Everybody just come in and let's do the prayer request.
Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. We just thank you today.
Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, for all the intercessors all around this pastor, Father, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of the light. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us strength, God. In the name of Jesus, so you can increase in our lives today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that we continue to hold ourselves before you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you and we praise you, Father. We know that our life is unmanageable without you, Father, that we need you to lead and guide us into all truth. Guide us by the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. All that today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do for Christ is going to last these last people days, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to live in such a world this, Father, an evil world such as it is, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We just continue to trust you with our feelings, with your process, Father, in the name of Jesus. Trust in you, Father, with all our hearts. I mean, that you are on understanding, but in all our ways, in all the people of God, you will direct our path, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God,
Thank you, Jesus, for the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green. living passage. He lead us in the guide of still water. He recites our prayers, O Lord. He leads us through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou holdest us. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest the table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head and oars. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever in the mighty, miraculous name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, your wonder-working power. Hallelujah, the blood of the Lamb, Father. In the name of Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. For the prayers,
Hallelujah, we follow peace with all men today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank everyone for the prayers that have went up. We are at the top of the hour, and I turn it over to Pastor Darlene. But
amen. And our sister Marie is just doing a fabulous job. We do appreciate you and what you bring to the line, and your encouragement, your enthusiasm is so awesome. And we know that God is going to bless you even when you make your move, that you'll have the right people there to get that move done in a very good way. So we thank God for that today. So as we're at the top of the hour, I do want everyone to know that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. And I pray and thank God for these prayers that have gone up, that we cover and seal all these prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them. They will not come to pass. We send them back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that no evil shall befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. I decree that every diabolical demon shall be stopped before getting to our doorsteps. Our family shall not be touched by any plague in the earth realm right now, nor any being released in the future. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That's why we give our testimonies, because we are delivered and we are sharing because we care about each other. I decree this morning that we continue to sharpen each other, because iron sharpens iron. In the name of Jesus, I decree we are victorious through Jesus Christ. The devil is under our feet in Jesus' name. I decree that every financial mountain is removed from our lives, and we follow the word of God so that we will be rich. He's the one who gives us the power to get wealth, and I decree that he puts us in a wealthy place in the name of Jesus. I decree that every seed that has been sown into the ministry and or my life, it is blessed, because you are sowing into good ground, and I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Praise the Lord. We thank God today that somebody will receive a 30-fold blessing, some a 60-fold, some a 100-fold, some are believing for a 1,000-fold blessing according to Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord. We are being blessed each and every day because God is with us. We are in him and he's in us. I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Continue to love each other. Love your family. Love your friends. Love your enemies, because it's hard to love them, but we show the love of God so that people can be drawn to Jesus Christ and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. Everybody have a beautiful day. Enjoy your week, and keep your eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.